Hello and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Success. Today we're going to be talking about the very interesting intersection between science and spirituality, and I am all for this discussion. In no way am I a scientist, but I am a healer and I do work with the quantum realm. And I think it's such a blessing to have people with more of that scientific mind and approach, exploring the metaphysical concepts that aren't necessarily being researched or aren't accepted by mainstream science yet, because science is something that is always evolving, always changing. And I do believe that the phenomenon happens first and then science explores it and tries to come up with an explanation for it. So just because there isn't a mainstream scientific explanation for something doesn't mean that something isn't real. It just means they haven't been able to understand it yet. So today I'm going to be talking to a researcher, someone who has followed in the footsteps of Nikola Tesla, who I've mentioned previously on the podcast, and I talk about him in various programs of mine. And this guy that I have on today, Tom Palladino, who's based in Florida, has made his life's work exploring scalar energy. Now, he'll tell you more about what that is on the podcast, so I'm not necessarily going to go into it here, but one of Tesla's missions when he was alive was to create a free energy source using the scalar energy supply that we're talking about today. This is what Tom is also trying to do. He's also found that through playing with this energy and experimenting with it, that it can be used to heal people via their photograph. So by connecting with a person's aura, the spiritual field that they have around their body, and connecting via intention to their photograph, they can be healed from various diseases, various microbes and viruses and things like that. So it's very, very interesting. I've actually done his free trial since recording this. I'll link it underneath. You get 15 days free. And it was very interesting because there was definitely some activity going on. I would wake up with my root shaking, my sacral shaking. I just felt pretty strange, like my vibration was literally changing. So definitely go ahead and give it a try. I'm in no way affiliated. As he says in the episode, you don't have to give over any of your details or anything like that to do the free trial. It's just an opportunity to experience it and to try something new, a new type of quantum energy healing using devices rather than people. Because a lot of us who work as energy healers, this is what we're doing already, but we don't have a technical piece of machinery to do it with. We're doing it with ourselves. So I definitely did feel the effects of the energy working. And as we know, when we do energy work, there can be this healing period where things shift out and you can be a bit groggy and you have to go through the worst of it to get out the other side. And that's kind of what I experienced the first few days of it. So I knew it was working because that's the same way I feel after energy healings. So it's a very interesting episode and I hope you enjoy this discussion. Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a Hay House author and spiritual life and business coach. I'm here to help you harness your inner world as an entrepreneur so that you can unleash your full power and profits, taking you behind the scenes of your business and giving you everything you need to make energy a key part of your strategy for success. It's completely possible to have clarity, inner peace, and balance as you climb the ladder to six and seven figures in your solar business. So let me show you how as we dive into another episode of Spiritual Success. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Liz. Good day.
Lovely to see you in sunny Florida. How has your day been so far?
Productive. Thank God, productive. I always have goals every day, Liz, and I usually achieve those goals. So I have productive, happy days.
I love that. And I want to start with your life before discovering scalar energy, because I always like to begin these episodes learning about people's stories, because often we've had multiple careers or studied a degree that was totally different. Yeah. So take me back to your life before doing this work. And what led you here today before we go into the topic itself?
Yeah, you're right. I had multiple careers. Well, in college, I always wanted to invent, but I didn't know what I was doing. So I had to study. I had a long understudy, if you will, many years at the university level. And I really had to, if you will, concentrate on what I called a classical education, but I had to work. I don't come from a trust fund. So I've had numerous careers. Now at the age 63, I can finally concentrate on this exclusively. But that wasn't the case. Throughout my life, for the past 30 years, I've had to work various jobs. So this has been if you will, a project that I've always wanted to get off the ground. Finally, it's off the ground. But you're right. It has not been a straight line trajectory. It's been a process throughout my life. And in many ways, it's very necessary because you learn so much by experience. You can learn so much from an academic standpoint, but you can also learn so much by experiencing life, by observing nature. So after 63 years, I think I've checked off all the boxes and I'm ready to present to the world free energy.
I love that. And how did you come across it for the first time?
Tesla, the great scientist Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla developed scalar energy instruments, free energy instruments. He's harnessed the sun and the stars in so doing, and that's what I'm doing today. I'm not working with electricity. It's scalar energy is a different energy spectrum. So with that in mind, I've been so successful following in the footsteps of Tesla. By no means am I the originator here. I'm following a series of scientists, a lineage of scientists that I think really should be applauded for their effort.
Absolutely. And that was one of the things that drew me to you because I get a lot of emails with pitches. But when I was having a look at your work, I was intrigued because you were talking about quantum energy, which is some of the work that I do as well. And then also this link to Nikola Tesla, who I really admire and connect with. I went traveling around Europe in 2013 with some friends. And one of the places we stopped was Serbia. And we went to the Nikola Tesla Museum and spent the day there. And I was so in awe of his power, his story, his mission. And he had this goal of providing free electricity to the world. And he always kind of struck me as someone who wasn't necessarily appreciated in his time. And he was also obsessed with the number three and the numbers three, six, and nine, and would apparently walk around a building three times before he went in it and would only stay in hotel rooms that were divisible by the number three and all of these quirky things. But he was fascinated by the secrets of the universe, as well as the physical pursuit of science in the material world. He was also very, very interested in unlocking more than that. The spiritual part of it, the universal part of it that we can't yet explain with modern physical science. So I love that you connect with his work as well. And I'm going to ask you a big question here. What is scalar energy?
Very simply stated, it's the energy of the sun and the stars. Now, today in the modern day world, we have to create an electrical current through various means. Tesla saw a better way. Instead of having to create energy, you would harness it from the sun and the stars. So this is a quantum leap by no small matter. Tesla was able to capture the energy of the sun and the stars. Now imagine, he built a tower in Colorado Springs, Colorado, in 1899 that would capture, would harness this energy. And he demonstrated that he could illuminate light bulbs with this energy from the sun and the stars. So what does that mean? It means it's a relatively inexpensive way to capture energy and then to distribute it. You see, you don't need wires with this energy. So to answer your question, scalar energy is the energy of the sun and the stars. Tesla proved that he had scalar energy devices that were wireless and which he could broadcast this energy far and wide without a grid system. Well, how do you harness free energy? It's a scalar energy device. How do you broadcast free energy? Through the ether, everything is free. You don't need an expensive infrastructure.
Incredible. And I have so many questions I want to ask you about this. But how did you find the equipment to do this? Did you create it yourself? You said you wanted to invent previously. Did you create the equipment yourself? Did you buy it? Did you know someone who had it? How do you harness this energy in terms of the physical tools?
Yeah, I was not the original inventor. Galen Hieronymus was an American inventor. Galen Hieronymus had likewise scalar energy instruments. And I met the family. I never met the inventor. And the family back in the 90s was actually selling models, very low powered models, but nonetheless, they were functioning models of scalar energy. And what I discovered when I was working with those instruments, I worked with people by way of their photograph, and I could broadcast scalar energy through a person's photograph. So this is quantum energy. This is what at the realm of thought or of consciousness, in which you don't need a grid system. When we think, we don't need a grid system. Consciousness does not need a grid system. It is an inbuilt grid system. So back in the 90s, I was fortunate enough to work with the Hieronymus family, a number of researchers within their family. They taught me the trade, so to speak. I purchased scalar energy instruments from them, and that gave me my groundwork. That provided me my seminal understanding of scalar energy in operation. And therefrom, I've powered up those instruments, and I have a modern day version that's very strong.
And this was back in the 90s. So we're talking 30 years ago. How long have you been working on this?
Yeah, I am 63 years of age, so I've been at this my entire life.
Oh, wow.
This is a long haul. There's no shortcuts here because everything has to be learned. It's all groundbreaking. You have to learn it on your own. And all of my experiments, I have to conduct. There is no staff. It's me. So it's painstaking. It's worthwhile, but it's painstaking. Unless you're willing to put in the time and effort, find another career.
Yeah, this is the life of an inventor. Creating the light bulb, Edison, I think it was 700 times, or the amount of times that things fail when you're trying to invent something new. I mean, the resilience, the grit, the persistence to keep on trying, even if it doesn't seem to be working, but to tweak and to try again and to tweak and to try again. Definitely, I think you're right. I'm an entrepreneur, so I don't necessarily understand that skill of being an inventor, but my uncle actually is a doctor of mechanical engineering. He has a book about mechanical engineering, and he invented the machine that creates the seamless Coke can. I don't know all the details about it, but it's a totally different mindset. It's a scientific mindset, but with this desire to create something new, this kind of mad scientist mindset, I just find fascinating because often you have to be at the forefront, and a lot of people don't understand it. You meet a lot of resistance. I think a lot of times our human brain, our human ego is afraid of anything new or anything outside of our current understanding. So how have you found it dealing with the scientific community or any other groups that are more kind of traditional in terms of their thinking and their processes?
Well, my initial statement is thank God for the people. Thank God for a grassroots effort, because the people are inquisitive and the people try, and they'll at least sign up for my 15-day free session. The people, lay people, mom and pops, they are the driving wheel right now. They're steering this new science. The scientific community has been a mute. The scientific community has turned to they don't care. They're just not interested in this type of research. If they were, they would show some type of interest. I've never had one university, one think tank, I've never had one inventor ever approach me after my 40 years of research. Not one. Well, it's not because I'm hiding undercover. So what is my point? This is a grassroots movement. The people will demonstrate the benefits. Now, I think one of the reasons why academia, big business, think tanks are not getting involved, if this is true, what I'm saying, and if I am able to capture free energy from the stars, as did Tesla, then this is a threat to the monopolies.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's funny that people rely on science so much or use it as an argument. But when you start to poke around, you see that actually a lot of scientific research is based on funding, is based on, you know, the money that they're going to get. And of course, science is incredibly helpful, but we always have to be open-minded
and understand that there's always more that we don't understand. You know, scientists thought that smoking was good for you just 70 years ago. They thought the world was flat. There were so many things that people thought was absolutely true at the time. And then later we've gone on to change our minds. So I think it's so important to be open. And I am all for exploring the quantum realm, these things that we don't fully understand yet. And I'm all for this pursuit of progression and actually exploring new things that are possible. And amazing things have become possible with your work. So I would love to hear. I know there's been many different studies and ways that you've been using this energy in order to heal people and to heal things like HIV and Ebola. So what are some of the physical, tangible effects that you have seen as a result of working with Scalar Energy?
Yeah, thank you. So when I'm working with these instruments, I want to make this very clear. I don't work with people. I work with photographs of people. So this is a new science. This is not conventional medicine. It's a new branch of physics. People will actually send me, email me their photograph, and I actually place their photograph inside an instrument. Now, what does that do? Well, by quantum entanglement or by some type of connection, the photograph is connected to the person, or the photograph is connected, say, to their force field. Everybody has an aura or a force field. So my work is non-physical. It's always non-physical. So by connecting the force field on the photograph with the force field of a person, I can send information, non-physical information. And when I send that information, I can actually pinpoint a microbe, a germ, a virus, a bacterium. So working with Scalar Energy, again, it's a wireless transmission. I identify people through their photograph. It's not an in-person session. And a photograph carries a signature. And I can find my way into that signature of the photograph and send information. And some of the information that I can send is for a virus to disassemble, for a virus to fragment. So a Scalar Energy instrument carries instructions. Some of the instructions that I can send, that I can broadcast, are the instructions for the molecular bonds of a virus, a bacterium, a fungus to fall apart, to disassemble. I prove that through the testimonies of people. Now, you can't go to a rigorous scientific protocol and say, now prove that my photograph is receiving energy. Well, nobody's been able to do that. And, you know, keep in mind, I'm working with a different spectrum. This is not electricity. So I have to overcome that initial hurdle that there's a second form of energy, Scalar Energy. So let me just put this, wrap this up into context. I work remotely. I work with people's photographs because I can work through their photographic image or their quantum entanglement. And the instructions that I can send into a photograph is I can easily break down, disassemble a virus such as the herpes virus. That's been proven by people. People have provided testimonies or even PCR tests that tell me that they no longer have a viral load for herpes after they submitted a photograph to me.
Yeah, I'm familiar with quantum entanglement because of Joe Dispenza's work. And I know he similarly has had some pushback from the mainstream community or the scientific community, but then the proof is in the pudding. The people leaving his seminars come out of it completely transformed, healed from all kinds of physical illness. So there is evidence from people, even though it hasn't been researched in terms of the normal scientific method and peer reviewed, there is evidence that it works. So I know you have some studies going on. Can you talk about that and what particularly you're looking at and some of the results you've had so far?
Yeah, thank you. So I'm all about results. I'm glad you mentioned that. I believe in performance. Now, I have been working with an HIV clinic in Delhi, India. Over 5,000 people from Delhi, India have submitted a photograph to me. It's called Om Prakash. It's a clinic in Delhi, India. Now, after working through their photograph, the people from this clinic, Om Prakash, are reporting that they no longer have a viral load for HIV, who at one time were HIV positive, had a positive viral load. After submitting their photograph to me, these people do not have a viral load for HIV. Now, that cannot be explained according to Newtonian physics. Is there a connection between a photograph and a person? In scalar theory, there is. In electromagnetic theory, you cannot prove that. Why? I don't work with electricity. So we need to view this under the lens of this new science, scalar science, not electrical science. And we need to now at least consider that quantum entanglement is the norm with scalar energy.
Amazing. And what do you see the future as being in terms of scalar energy? What is the goal that you're trying to reach here? And do you have anything planned for the future in terms of how you're going to get it received around the world and spread around the world? What is the future like for you and scalar energy?
Yeah, thank you. I have many goals. My immediate goal is to prove to people, or let people prove it to themselves, that a scalar energy session through their photograph improves their health to some extent. It eradicates microbes. The energy has been shown to balance brain waves and chakras. The people must prove that, and the people must start promoting this. I need a grassroots effort, and it has begun, and it's quite substantial now. Once we can prove that, and once we gain the acceptance of the world, then we go on to the next step, free energy generation, scalar energy in which we can overcome gravity so we can move about on an anti-gravity platform, scalar energy that will allow us to communicate. We won't have to use the grid system that is not necessarily dependable. Imagine if we could have a scalar energy communication by phone, by way of radio, by way of internet, we'd have the perfect communication system. All of this was envisioned by Tesla. In many ways, I have that similar vision, but it's going to take time. And the key now is this. Over 100 years ago, Tesla failed in presenting it to the world and having it accepted. His inventions are flawless. He's a genius. But the problem was with acceptance. Now we have podcasts like yours. Thanks, Liz. Now we have the internet to disseminate that information. So we can leverage podcasts, the grassroots effort, and other means of social media communication. Now we can introduce this to mankind.
I love that. And do you feel like this is your purpose?
Yes. Yeah. This God has given me this talent. I can't waste this talent. So I give God the credit. And as long as I have God on my side, I will succeed.
I can feel it. I can feel your passion, your determination. This is really a pursuit from your heart. And I just think it's incredible. So can you talk a bit more about the offer that you have? Because you are literally offering anyone and everyone free scalar energy healing for 15 days. So when someone submits their photo to you and their name, What do you do with it? What happens behind the scenes?
Yeah, behind the scenes, we actually print out the photographs on a piece of paper and we place those photographs inside a scalar energy instrument. So once the photograph is immersed or participating in that force field, we can connect with their aura. We can connect with their what I call spirit body. So people will submit, email us a photograph. We only work with emailed photographs. I quickly print those photographs out at the end of the day, and I begin the scalar energy sessions. Now, what do people experience? Well, I mentioned we are able to identify and eliminate microbes, germs. We're also able with these instruments to balance brain waves. Scalar energy is so strong, it seems to have an influence on our thinking, on our brain waves. And we're also able to, a third modality, we're able to create nutrients. Scalar energy provides the instructions to download the information of, say, a vitamin or an antioxidant into our quantum field. So keep in mind, everything I'm speaking about is non-physical. It's not a chemical reaction. No, we're sending energy, information into people, and the information produces that effect.
It's just fascinating. And I am all for trying things and seeing for yourself. That's how I approach everything in life. Because if you just go along with the crowd, then you might be missing something. And I feel like that's what could be happening here. So I'm all for giving it a go and seeing what happens yourself. And I have a lot of healers in my community. I'm a healer myself. So I work with people's auras, and it doesn't make sense to the human brain. And a lot of people who haven't experienced this type of work before, this non-physical realm, are immediately closed off to it and won't even be open to exploring it or trying it. But I'm all for trying it and seeing what happens. And then that's your evidence. That's your proof. If something happens, then great. And if it doesn't, well, at least you know. So I'm so excited to try this. And the last question I ask all of my guests is, what is your favorite thing about doing this work?
I'm doing God's will and I'm helping humanity. Every day is a blessed day. I am blessed. You know, some people, they just don't appreciate their job. They're in the wrong job. Some people are frankly not happy. I am very happy. I am blessed. I couldn't ask for a better position. I could not ask for a better calling in life.
I want to add to that as well. You said help people, but actually you can also submit photos of animals, plants, yeah, and objects, correct?
That's right, right. I frequently treat pets, dogs, cats. Some people, I actually have farmers who send me photographs of their crops because their crops have some type of fungal blight. The people of Hawaii have been sending me photographs of the ohia tree. The ohia tree had a fungal infection. We're able to treat out that fungal infection in the ohia trees in Hawaii. So this is a broad scope here. This is far reaching as to what we can do with this energy.
Incredible. And where can people find you?
The website is scalarlight.com. S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. And I would ask people, consider the 15-day free sessions. It's no obligation. We don't ask for any information. Just send us your photograph. Let us prove to you that there is something here and that your quantum health will improve. We do all the work. All you have to do is email a photograph.
Thank you so much, Tom. This is fascinating. I love the work that you're doing. I love that it's led from your heart, and I'm so excited to see what happens in the future with this energy.
Thank you for your time. It's been great. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode today, let me know by sharing it to your stories and tagging me on Instagram @IamLizRoberta, which is where I'm usually hanging out between recording podcast episodes. You can download my free business activation there too and see what gorgeous groups I'm running right now, whether it's Spiritual Coaching Academy, Sacred Sisters, or my High Level Elevate Mastermind. And one last thing, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, because I will be back with a new episode next week. So sending lots of love, and I'll see you then.